were practicing in an old White Castle studio downtown. It was converted into a studio, trying to get things together.
Jason Bush of Mango Jam talking about the early days of the group and getting it together in 1989.
And the drummer, Brett Erickson, had said that, hey, I got this guy that I know, John Herkert, that plays guitar, and maybe he can come down and play. And so when he came and played, it really worked. And so we had been trying to get this band together, and we were struggling a little bit because we were looking for that piece, and John came in, and it was like the greatest thing that happened. He sings and he plays really well. He's very melodic, but he can also he's very versatile, and our band was very eclectic, and he helped to bring focus, and also is just he's an exciting entertainer. I'm also a singer, and we were harmonizing well together, and so it's like we naturally kind of fell into place, and there was a chemistry, and it was fun.
I'm walking all alone at night with my shadow from the moon, whistling a melody of some familiar tune. The crickets all joined in by the lake I heard alone. Morning came to my surprise, the sun came up so soon.
Speaking with John and Jason from Mango Jam, a group that started in 1989 and still plays. John, when did the group realize that there really might be something there?
We were playing every Wednesday at the 400 Bar in the West Bank of Minneapolis, and we were selling the place out every week, and we were bringing new material in kind of every week. We were practicing, and Jason brought in a song called Eyes of the Children, and it had this almost kind of African tribal thing to it. And it just felt, you could feel the energy of that song and people really moving to it. And the message of the song about, you know, seeing through the eyes of a child again as an adult.
We saw the potential of having a vision, something that we stood for as well in that. And all of the players were able to express themselves, and it took off, just like John said.
In the evening, when the business is gone, I lie awake in my bed, a dream away from dawn. As my eyes search the sky, my soul wants to fly. As I realize that our future lies in the eyes of the children.
We're speaking with Jason and John from Mango Jam, and this is a band that played a lot from its inception in 1989, but in recent years plays less because everybody is involved with families, but they still get together and play. And you think that the band has aged well. It's better than ever.
Since having, you know, kids and kind of not playing as much together, but we've all had our own projects, and we've played with tons of people, and rehearsed and practiced a lot. And it's easy to come freshly to the space in a new mindset and really simplify and pare out things that you thought weren't working and nobody feels any way about it. It's just, let's make this good.
So you're still working on the songs?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we get together and it feels fresh to us because we have kind of fresh ears. It's not like we've been on the road and playing them every night. It's like, oh, wait, we could do this. And I've been producing more music these days and working with lots of different artists. So my ears are attuned a little bit differently now to where they were 15 years ago or whenever, mm-hmm. when we stopped playing.
What's great about Pretty Little Town?
The song is kind of a little taste of Americana, too, and like rural America. It's like it's a pretty little town, but there's not a lot going on here, you know, and you feel that kind of desolation of America through the eyes of a dog, actually. Yeah. It's like the dog is saying, "This is, you know, I kind of want to get out of here."
I felt like that was a very mature effort, while still being fun, while still being who we were. The presentation of it sounds like, you know, we should be on a big stage playing for a lot of people.
It's a pretty little town, but there's not a lot going on here. I wake up in the morning, got a rooster crowing in my ear. Some nights I wonder, what is life for where the rain and thunder comes? First I get a thought, then another thought leads to another thought, then I'm caught, I'm not listening again.
Mango Jam. Been around since 1989. Big stages, small clubs. The group doesn't play as much as it used to, but to members, it's still fun. And the songs are always fresh, and they continue to refine them. Catch Mango Jam at the Ice House in Minneapolis Wednesday night, November 22nd at 10 p.m. For information, Mango Jam is on Facebook, and the Ice House web address is icehousempls.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.